My name is Anne Leonard. I'm carrying out this interview on the 14th of November. I'm interviewing Pat and Vic Stewart. Vic, can you tell me your full name, where you were born, and how long you've lived in the village?
My name is Victor Morris Stewart, and I was born in India, and I came back to this country when I was a mere child. I don't remember anything about India at all, but my father was in the army, and apparently they were there for a number of years, but and we moved back to Waterlooville, where I remained until 1947, when I came to Hamilton after marrying Pat. And we initially moved into Stewart's Green, and then we were allocated new houses in Old Barley Crescent. Then, to look after Pat's mother and father, we bought Clifton and Green Lane in 1971, and we've been here ever since.
I was born at Southwark and went to school at Southwark, and we eventually moved to Hambledon in 1971, and then I went to Coplain School, Coplain Commercial School. I left school and went to work in accountants in Fareham, and was with the firm for 50 years.
Well, in the Cubs, how many Cubs did we have? 36, wasn't it?
36, yes.
Yeah. 36 Cubs. You know, all the boys were in there, and they all had a jolly good time. And we still remember the remarks that when we saw the boys later on, they all remembered their days in the Cubs, how jolly good it was, because we used to take them out on the Downs and do cooking and everything else. And I remember once when one of the boys, he brought some sausages, and he brought his dog with him, and his dog stole the sausages from his frying pan and ran off with them. But that's the sort of thing that used to happen.
Because Pat was Alcala, wasn't she?
Yes. And we used to had the old village hall originally, then Field Marshal Sir Arthur Burrett, he gave us the use of his lodge, to entrance to his house, to use. That was very good indeed. It was somewhere where we could operate with the Cubs and the Scouts in the winter time. And the Cubs grew up, of course. Some went into the Scouts, others just went by and by. But I don't remember what happened to the most of them, because they grew up, and obviously left the village, and when HMS Mercury opened, the Naval Signal School at East Meon, they took over a lot of the houses, changed them from country cottages into one big house, and that was the beginning of the end of the boys living in the village, because they had nowhere to go. After that, things just dragged away. And I always remember the coronation of the Queen Elizabeth, when in Hampden we started the torchlight procession, which was a jolly, well, it was a proper dad's army, I suppose, because we didn't know what a torchlight was to work. But initially, we had tin cans mounted on a stick with soaked rags of paraffin and fire lighters, and of course they all dripped down the sticks. And I remember we had to carry bags of sand and even bottles of water in case anything happened. But that was the beginning of the torchlight procession, which we used to have. And I should imagine the whole village turned out when it got dark, and we had the torchlight procession, which I believe still goes on today.
I can tell you it does.
It
and
does.
It's very similar. Yeah. Fire lighters in cans still.
Is it
very
really?
Dangerous. In the
yes.
I helped steward it, so
yeah.
It still happens to this
yeah,
day.
We had a bath, and we used to fill the bath with paraffin and soak the rags in for about a day or two. And
have you got your checkbook there?
Yes, I can remember. Unfortunately, my mother was bedridden, and I had the job of looking after her when my father and everybody else was at work. And I had four brothers, all in the services, and there was one day during the war, I think it was 41 or 42, and there was an air raid on, and we saw these parachutes coming down. Being boys, I suppose, well, I was 14, 13, 14, something like that. And all of a sudden, we had an explosion. Oh no, before that, before the parachutes were coming down, we ran back and got my mother downstairs, somehow or other, and into the air raid shelter, and we went back to look at these parachutes. There were many of them, and all of a sudden we noticed a huge explosion, and with that we tore into the back of the house for the air raid shelter, falling over the telephone wires which the explosion brought down. And well, we got just inside the blast wall of the shelter when all the debris was coming from our houses. It was the roofs of the houses and the glass and everything else. But the explosion was on these parachutes, they were landmines, and one of which landed no more than 100 yards away. So I was very fortunate there when all the roofs of our houses and the windows all came showering down upon us. And that was it. And we then, our mother stayed in the air raid shelter, and then we had to get somebody to get her back in. But we managed it. But unfortunately, one of the landmines landed in a field of cows and killed many of them. And afterwards, when it was daylight, we went across as kids, looked to see where it was, and there was a huge crater. It must have been 40 feet wide, and unfortunately caves all over the place. So we then tore across the field out to the farmhouse to tell the farmer what had happened. And that was Burroughs, the farmer, one of which was, they lived at Cow Plain. But there was somebody in the farmhouse, and we told them that there was what had happened, that the cows were lying in the field. But I don't really know afterwards what happened. Obviously, they collected them. But of course, I would imagine they just put them in this crater from the bomb and then covered them up. But I don't really know. The Germans were shooting down the barrage balloons. We were watching it because opposite to where I lived, there were open fields. And then all of a sudden we saw a plane coming very low. And we saw these, it was firing. But I don't know what he was firing at, I suppose more balloons. So we ran back to the side of the house from the direction of the plane. And he was firing, and above all places, it was our house, which they fired through the roof, bringing down off all the tiles again. And that was another escape, I suppose. But when we went in to the house, where the bullets had gone into the house, they'd taken all the front windows house and damaged a lot of the furniture inside. And we used to have a brass monkey on a stand which used to wobble. We'd never found that brass monkey. We looked at it because it's one of the things we brought back from India, apparently. And we never did find that brass monkey. Explosion. Got up and still got behind that blast wall. But that's just one of my memories of the air raids.